little shadow of sorrow. During the 3 Summerside years, Anne had been home often for vacations and weekends. But after this, a biannual visit would be as much as could be hoped for.
"You needn't let what Mrs. Harmon says worry you," said Diana, with the calm assurance of the 40 years matron. "Married life has its ups and downs, of course. You mustn't expect that everything will always go smoothly. But I can assure you, Anne, that it's a happy life when you're married to the right man."
Anne smothered a smile. Diana's airs of vast experience always amused her a little. "I dare say I'll be putting them on, too, when I've been married 4 years," she thought. "Surely my sense of humor will preserve me from it, though."
"Is it settled yet where you are going to live?" asked Diana, cuddling small Anne Cordelia with the imitable gesture of motherhood which always sent through Anne's heart, filled with sweet, unuttered dreams and hopes, a thrill that was half pure pleasure and half a strange, ethereal pain.
"Yes, that was what I wanted to tell you when I'd phoned to you to come down today. By the way, I can't realize that we really have telephones in Avonlea now. It sounds so preposterously up-to-date and modernish for this darling, leisurely old place."
"We can thank the AVIS for them," said Diana.
"We should never have